Welcome to College Talk Full Time. I'm Russ Coleman, and joining me right now is Emilio Donnell, who was at Craven College for Fulham's 4-2 victory against Burnley. This show is our initial reaction to the result. I look forward to talking to Emilio, but before I do anything else, obviously I have to welcome him back to the show. Emilio, how are you feeling right now?
Hi there, Russ. Feeling ecstatic. You know, 3 points in the bag. A fairly dominant performance, in all honesty. And for you, the weather hasn't been too good. Actually, pouring with rain most of the game. I've just seen a car hit and run of parked cars. That's got me agitated as well. Wow. And damaged it, which I'm very angry about. But overall, I'm not going to let that bother me. Fulham got 3 points on the board. And it was a dominant performance against a team, let's not forget, who finished seventh in the Premier League last year. So, you know, we should be applauding Slav for making the changes, applauding the team for, you know, dominating most of the match. Yes, there were a few defensive lapses of concentration, but overall, sorry, deserved performance. And we start with 3 points on the board. Long may it continue.
Absolutely, my friend. And let me ask you this, because I was surprised that we had so many opportunities to score. They scored four. They could have scored more. Were you surprised by the defense of Burnley?
Absolutely. You know, we look at, other than, let's say, prior to 10 days ago, they wouldn't, you know, in Europe, they were scraping 1-0 wins, drawing 0-0 away. I think they've hardly conceded any goal. The first game they drew 0-0. So they were known for their very tight defence, very organised, very strong, as you'd expect. But then they've gone off the rails a little bit. Last Sunday, they lost 3-1 at home. They lost 3-1 in the Europa League on Thursday, which, you know, those two performances gave me confidence that we can win and turn them over today. And then, you know, we scored four, but on another day, we could have scored eight.
Absolutely.
We had about 20-odd shots in total with that, you know, crazy. I'd rather we share the goal, you know, the shots on target against many games. I hope it doesn't mean we'll score, you know, concede zero, you know, no shots on target next week, and we have 20 today. So let's spread the joy and entertainment. But yeah, I'm surprised how bad Burnley played today. Very, very poor.
Listen, I guess they're dealing with this Europa League situation, and it probably is having an effect. And it's funny because I was talking to the guys on the view of the opposition, and that is something that I kept bringing up. I thought it would be a factor. Actually, one of the guys said he believed it could be a factor, and it turned out to be true. But let me ask you this, because this is our initial reaction show. So let's start before the match. When you saw the starting 11, we'll talk about this on the post-match show as well. What were your thoughts? Because, again, I was a little concerned about Savic's choices, but it worked out very well.
Yes, it did. You know, Bettinelli was obviously quite clear that he was going to start the game today after posting on Instagram last night. You know, personally, I'm surprised by that. I thought Fabry had a reasonably solid game against Tottenham. So, obviously, you know, obviously something may have happened behind the scenes last week. The goalkeeping coach leaving. There's obviously some controversy, backroom gossip that we don't know about. Starting, you know, and you know, I wasn't surprised seeing Kevin McDonald playing. I thought on a heavy pitch, wet pitch against a physical team, Kevin McDonald would be a better choice than Anguissa, who's, you know, only had one start so far this season. So he will be a very good player for us, but he needs time to settle in, you know, get himself adjusted to the Premier League. And this is a perfect type of match for Kevin McDonald. So I can see the logic of him starting the game. But the other substitutions, other changes made, I'm not surprised. You know, I think they're the two people made me slightly surprised about, Odoi coming into central defence. But what other options were there? Chambers to be dropped was the right thing to do because he was appalling against Tottenham. So no questions, I had no concerns about that. Okay. You know, if we had Mawson or Ream fit, then there would have been a natural slot into that position. But, you know, Chambers, unfortunately, had two poor games, which is why he found himself on the bench today.
Right.
So not many surprises, but I can understand the rationale of the change that were made. And at the end of the day, we were very adventurous today, very expansively. But as with always, when we play in these sort of games, you're liable to concede at the back. And that's the cause of concern today. But on the whole, I'm not going to get too down about conceding two goals because we scored four and could have scored another four.
I agree with you because we were talking off air that Andre Schürrle could have scored a hat-trick. Obviously, Mitro could have scored a hat-trick, and you had opportunities from several players. And I guess you could say my initial reaction starts from the beginning, Emilio. 4 minutes in, you have the wonder goal from Jean-Michel Seri. I want to get your thoughts on that because that is the first thing that stood out for me, obviously, was early on. You have that great goal.
Absolutely. You know, it was just good movement on the left. You know, Vieto's pass to Seri, and it's just his touch and movement to get past the defender and just we could all see the opportunity there. There was a straight pass for him to shoot on goal, and he did decide that top draw goal, just what we needed to calm the nerves, maybe quieten some of the fans who maybe were critical of the starting 11. So that set us on the right foot. But it was unfortunate then that that was short lived because Le Marchand gave away a sloppy ball on the halfway line, and then Burnley had a man on. And in their defence, they took their opportunity. Defensively, we were very sloppy. We should have dealt with it better. But when you give the ball away cheaply, like Le Marchand did, at this level, you're going to get punished. Now, right. Just another reminder, you can't afford to make those type of basic errors at this level because good teams will punish you. Not saying Burnley are a good team, but the fact that they punished us, imagine what Liverpool and Man City would do. So it's another reminder, just keep things simple. Don't be sloppy. And keep it tight. If you don't, if you do anything but that, you're just putting your defence under pressure. Time and time again. And that's why Burnley got back in the game undeservedly. They didn't deserve that.
Well, what's interesting after that, that was in the 10th minute, but Fulham were definitely on the front foot, and it just continued. The first half, we have all these opportunities. You have Shirley having a couple in the 22nd and the 23rd minute. Then you have the 35th minute shot by Mensah. So we are creating more opportunities. And then you have the two goals from Mitro in the 36th and 38th minute. Let's talk about these two goals because at this point I'm feeling very comfortable. I think these goals were well-deserved, Emilio.
Absolutely. Obviously, I have another luxury of watching replays. The second goal was from a short corner. Something obviously they've played on the training ground. They've practiced. It's quite clear. And then a looping ball into the corner post by Tom Cairn, if I recall. And Mitrovic, headed above everybody else, rose above everyone else, and headed perfectly into the net. And then Burnley didn't have time to adjust. 2 minutes later, another beautiful ball from Vieto. And thank you very much. 3-1.
Yes.
Beautiful. But again, 3-1. We should go into half time controlling the game, but. We conceded a sloppy corner, if I recall rightly.
Yes.
And Burnley, give them a juice. Good corner. There's controversy whether it was offside or not. Again, I'm going by what I saw. I thought it was offside, but I haven't got the hindsight of watching replays or slow motion and all that. But notwithstanding that, the goal was given. It was 3-2. We went into half time slightly nervous, but felt that we could get something in the second half and continue the way we did in the first half. And that's what we did. We were dominant in the second half. We could have had another, like I said, another 3 or 4 goals. And, Mitrovic, what a handful. I don't want to be a central defender defending against Mitrovic in any game. Then you've got Schürrle, who was actually running the show second half.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Getting more space. Them three, Seri, his passing, sublime. He's only going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And, we can all go home really appreciating the fantastic performance we saw. But, a few adjustments. A bit more tightening in defence, keeping it tight where we need to be. Don't always keep pushing up in numbers. But at times we were playing high up the pitch a bit too often for my liking. I think at times we just need to just take a step back, play a little bit more conservatively, protect the lead. And that's what he did towards the end. He put Chambers on just to add a bit of fight in the defence just to protect the lead. But overall, I'm not going to complain. We can all complain that there's improvements in the defence, but we scored 4 goals at home against a top 7 team from last season. What more do fans want? That's 3 points on the board, and that's all we're going to do is keep going up, not down. So I'm very ecstatic.
Well, what's good about this, Emilio, is that if this is the beginning stages of what Fulham are going to become, then we should be very encouraged, especially this performance. I know what's going on with Burnley, with them being in Europe, but to get 4 past them and make them look... Again, not a great defense where we know that they do have a quality defense. It really was encouraging for me. And, and listen, they kept it off late in the match with the goal from Shirley. Actually, Mitro hits the post and then Shirley finishes off. And he thoroughly deserved that, Emilio.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
He did. And you could see the frustration. He got so many attempts on goal, some on target, some off target. But his running, his energy, his passing. I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, the home game against Crystal Palace, that first half, first 30 minutes against Crystal Palace, he was our most liveliest player. In admittedly, for Tottenham, we're going to have to play a more rotational type of system in this division, so you will see some players not playing week in, week out. So that's like Ryan Sessegnon today on the bench. You know, is that him being drawn, or is that Slav playing a rotational system to try to win today's game? So it's a lot of it's all about tactical. You're not going to see every player playing every single game of their fit. It's all about rotation, and we've got the squad to do that now. And all we can do is keep doing the job in hand, keep picking up the points, putting teams under pressure. And, you know, who cares if Burnley conceding 3 goals every game? That's not my problem. What I want is Fulham to win the game, and right. You know, and dominate teams. And I think we've got to take courage from this performance. You know, I know we've got Brighton away next week. On today's performance, that's another winnable game as well. You know, Brighton won't want to play against Mitrovic, the energy of Schürrle, Vieto. These are all players who've only played 1 or 2 Premier League games for us. And, you know, they're only going to get better.
And that's the point, my friend, is that, like, we're talking about this. That's what's, you know, again, I understand why fans and myself concerned about the defense, but that should get better. And we also have a player that's going to be starting with us hopefully soon, and Alfie Mawson. We're going to throw him into the mix.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But if you look at what we're doing right now, just going forward, you have to be encouraged. I keep going back to that, Emilio.
Absolutely. And again, it's, you know, there's a bit of, you know, something for people who listen to this show. You know, let's talk about Marcus Bettinelli. There's been so much uproar, you know, furore, whatever you want to call it, the last few weeks. He's been dropped, throwing his toys out of the pram, not wanting to play for the club, blah, whatever it may be. But he came in today, admittedly, didn't have much to do other than pick the ball out of the net twice, which I don't think he was at fault for any of those 2 goals, really. First goal, I'd like to see again. Could he have done better? You know, I'd like to see that again. But overall, you know, if we want to be critical, at times his passing, just for his second half, wasn't as good as it could be. Now, I'm not saying that's a
totally agree.
Point. All I'm trying to say is, you know, at times when you're winning 3-2, you haven't got that, you're still only protecting 1-goal lead, your passing or distribution from the back wasn't good enough for a Premier League performance. So if fans want to disagree with me, by all means do so. But he was given a chance. He'll play next week against Brighton, but he needs to improve his distribution at times if we want to be critical. He's given that moment to play for Fulham today. And whatever's going on behind the scenes, that's not for me to worry about. But, you know, at the end of the day, if that was Fabbri distributing the ball like Lefebvre did at times today, maybe you would have got a different reaction from the fans. So it's just another talking point as well.
We have a ton of talking points. And absolutely. I got one for the post-match. We'll be talking about this because I want your thoughts. I don't know if you got a good view of it. You obviously will get a better view for our post-match show. But at the match, the yellow card from Schürrle, the announcers were saying that it could have been a red. What are your thoughts? Did you get a good view of
it? Yeah. I saw him react. That's all I saw. I didn't see how extensive the reaction was. I know, obviously, there was a bit of a foul on, or I thought he got fouled. And then did he stick his leg out? Because it was sort of
he did.
About 2/3 of the pitch away from it. To be honest, I saw a reaction there from Schürrle. Now, I didn't see how, and I'd like to see the replay of that, but it's interesting you said it on another day that could have been a red card for it. So that's an interesting point. So I did see a reaction there from Schürrle, but it didn't look as bad as it did from where I sat.
Okay, very good. Another thing that stood out for me, Emilio, were the fullbacks going forward. Watching the
true,
two
very
of
good
them,
point.
I just thought, again, we really stretched them. It's funny because, again, going back to view of the opposition. This is what we were talking about. Get the ball wide and get the ball in the box. And this is what we kept seeing over and over again by both Joe Bryan and then, of course, Mensah on the other side. Talk about their job today.
Mensah, obviously, I'll speak more highly of him today. I thought he had another outstanding performance. I raved about him after the Tottenham game last week.
I thought he was very good.
He was very good today. He had a lot of space. His decision-making was better than against Tottenham. So, again, every game he's learning, getting more experience. He had shots on target. He tried to make things happen. He got good balls in the box. So, I'm excited about this young fella. You know, he's looking very good, technically very able, and more competent as a defender than Cyrus Christie. So, I'm excited about it. So, this guy's only going to get better. Joe Bryan had a steady performance. You know, some good balls in the box. At times, I'd like to have seen him push up a little bit more. Maybe a little bit conservative, sitting on the halfway line rather than maybe pushing up a little bit more. So,
do you think he's still adjusting to the Premier League?
I think so. I don't think he's been outstanding. He's been steady. He will improve as well, game by game. But he's maybe a little bit too cautious today. Mensah was definitely more attack-minded today, venturing forward, had a lot of confidence coming forward, and overall, you know, he deserved a goal as well because he had a couple of shots on target. you know, but he's, again, I raved about him away to Tottenham last week, and I'm raving about him today. I thought he was very, very good.
Very good there, my friend. Listen, we're going to go into much more detail on our post-match show, but I wanted to do our full-time show where we just get our initial reaction, obviously a huge full victory. And before we go, just final thoughts from you about the match, and then we'll wrap this up, my friend.
Overall, very positive performance, 4 goals in the Premier League. We've got lots to look forward to. All these new players slowly starting to gel. Seri pulling the strings in midfield. Kenny's injury, potential injury there, that's a slight worry we haven't talked about yet. Let's reflect on how serious that injury is, because he did go down pulling his knee quite extensively. So there's a concern there. But overall, offensively, very exciting to watch. And, Mitrovic and Schürrle are the two best players today. I'm going to give man of the match to Mitrovic because he scored two. He's hit the post. That then came to Schürrle, scored the fourth goal. But overall, Mitrovic was a handful throughout the whole game.
Yep.
Absolute handful. So he's my man of the match, with Schürrle probably a close second.
Yep.
But overall, ecstatic, great win. Let's move on and let's focus on the Brighton game next week. I know we've got a cup game on Tuesday, but you'll see the people on the bench today starting on Tuesday. Sure. It's all about rotation. It's all about squad rotation now. That's, if you want to be successful, you need to have two players for every position. I think we talked about that last week as well.
Well, let me ask you one quick question, and then we definitely will wrap this up, because it's early days. You and I have talked about, you were concerned that there might not be enough goals in this squad. I know it's early on. You feel a little bit differently now.
I'm not being critical towards Burnley, but we were only playing Burnley. I know we still have to beat the team in front of us. We've still got to score more goals than them, but we still need to score enough goals to win the games, because we're still liable to concede. That's a danger. We won't score 4 goals against a team like Brighton, who are a team around us. So let's reflect on this game after game. I think there's goals in the team, but if it doesn't click, then there's not going to be the goals. And that's the worry. Today, things clicked, and Burnley were very, very poor. Doesn't deflect on the fact that we played well and deserved the 3 points. But Burnley were very, very disorganised today. Maybe too many games. They're struggling with not enough depth in their team. But, is there enough goals in this team? Still sitting on the fence. I'm still uncertain. Still uncertain. No, but let's see. But if these players start to gel, start to get confidence, wins bring confidence, confidence bring goals, then we may have more success coming up. But it's all we can do is keep winning each game that comes up, and reflect on the goods and bads, and then take those negatives forward and improve next week. That's all we can do. But no one should complain today. We should let's enjoy the moment and go to Brighton with full of confidence.
Okay, excellent there, my friend. Well, let's wrap up this episode of Cottage Talk Full Time. For my co-host, Emilio Danello, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.